Burlington, Vermont Police Chief Brandon Del Pozo was in Wisconsin on Monday. He and five other police chiefs from across the U.S. met with House Speaker Paul Ryan to discuss new training guidelines issued by the Police Executive Research Forum that are aimed at reducing the use of force. Chief Del Pozo explains that the Burlington Department became involved after a fatal encounter in the city last year.
One of the things we did in the light of the killing of Phil Grennan, a man who attacked our officers with knives last April, is start looking around for ways to ensure that when we have somebody who's in an acute mental health crisis, somebody who's armed with something other than a firearm, we could subdue that person and get them the help they need, or if it's appropriate, arrest them while minimizing the need to use lethal force. You know, we take the sanctity of life here very seriously in Burlington. And what stood out right away was PERF's curriculum. PERF went to Scotland to see how a police department that is not armed with guns to begin with deals with people armed with knives and other non-firearm weapons. And they developed a curriculum that really emphasizes de-escalation, the use of certain physical and defensive tactics, to take folks like that into custody without having to use lethal force. Doesn't always work. It's not a perfect system. Outcomes in policing are never guaranteed. But we're hoping to get better outcomes by following this model. And we help pilot the program for PERF.
Chief Del Pozo, the training guide for diffusing critical incidents is part of a series of reports and guidelines that PERF has been issuing for the last several years, as I understand it. You and other police chiefs from across the country met with Speaker Paul Ryan this week. Why?
We were trying to impress upon the speaker that we have here a set of principles and a curriculum that was not developed by academics or by outside agencies or activists. This was a curriculum that was developed by police professionals that gets towards how police can reduce the amount of force they use while keeping cops safe, and I think that's a bipartisan issue. We just wanted the speaker to be aware that this curriculum was out there.
What kind of interaction did he have with you? How did he respond?
As we were briefing him, Speaker Ryan made a commitment to doing what he could do to improve the relationships between police and community members. He said he was deeply troubled by the murder of police officers in Dallas, of course, which we all were. But he recognized that there is a tension in America between police and citizens in many communities. And what we don't want is for the easing of that tension to come at the expense of police officer safety. We also don't want it to come at the expense of violence against citizens that, even if lawful, could have been shown to be unnecessary. So he was very intrigued, in my opinion, by the idea that police executives themselves were offering a curriculum that could accomplish these two goals, officer safety and reduced force in police-citizen encounters.
Should Congress have any sort of role in what PERF and the police officers are doing? Or is this just something where, as you and the other officers were doing, reporting to the speaker what you're doing?
Well, it depends on who you ask. I mean, if you look at the speaker's political history, he comes from a position of limited federal involvement in local matters. American policing, with its 18,000 police agencies, is steeped in a tradition of the local autonomy of police departments. I think that at the very, very least, we can hope that at a federal level, awareness of the alternatives that exist for individual agencies should be stressed. I think that there's no such thing as an isolated police tragedy anymore. There's no such thing as an isolated police community unrest event. These things really do reverberate across the nation. And so whether the federal government likes it or not, it's going to have to contend with this issue going forward. And so if it's not a matter of funding or federalization or federal grants, at the very least, it should be an issue of elected officials at the federal as well as local levels emphasizing that police chiefs have come up with a curriculum that keeps officers safe but also reduces the use of force.
Police chiefs from New Orleans, Camden County, New Jersey, Tucson, Arizona, Volusia County, Florida, and PERF's executive director joined Del Pozo in Janesville, Wisconsin, for the meeting with Speaker Ryan to discuss the training guide for defusing critical incidents. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.